Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's time for something we haven't done in... We've done versions of it because we have a game called Butthurt that's very similar.
Yes.
But this is a game called Say a Name. Same idea. Say a name, Butthurt. So I give a scenario, and then we all say the name of the person on the show, most likely to be the one that that is true about. Doesn't mean it is. Like, Hot Wings doesn't have a secret stash of adult magazines now.
Don't need to.
But it was accurate that he was most likely. Fair?
I mean, yeah.
Fair, yeah.
Okay. That's even fair to me.
Do Maitland? We say names at the same time?
Usually we take turns. But if you're dying to shout it out, knock yourself out. This is very disordered. Yeah.
Like most of the things we do. I like the shout it out method because then it makes you less likely to change based on what somebody else says.
Who is most likely? These first one, I've got two lists, and some are like racy stuff, and others are like normal stuff. Who's most likely to become a motivational speaker?
Free beer.
Free beer.
Me. You said me, free beer?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I motivating to do what?
Like a lot of normal people into drugs.
Oh, yeah, but safely. And in a way that they will enjoy their time.
There was a moment on Friday during segment 17 with the live audience where someone said, I haven't tried any sort of
weed or edibles.
Yeah. What would you recommend? And you answered like a TV doctor, like you were Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was as though it was on the prompter for you.
I've never been the type that's like, hey, this is really fun. Take as much as you can and let's see what happens. Like, I would rather, if you're telling me that you want to try edibles for the first time, you start small and then you work your way up. That way you're not scarred for life.
Yeah, you want people to enjoy it.
Yeah,
you
don't want good somebody to get all paranoid.
Let's go back to when we were talking about me. I would like to be a motivational speaker.
Come on, let's go.
I can't believe it.
I'm not saying I could do it, but I can see, I probably could have said me too.
We're your audience. We're a bunch of...
You guys couldn't be more motivated than you are already.
Down in the dumps. Schlubs that need some motivation. So let's hear it.
Yeah, what are you motivating people to do? Just like in general or like to invest better or to like get into sports?
It said most likely to do it.
Right, so you have to.
But you said you'd really love to do it, which means you've thought about it, which means you probably have a game plan in your head already.
No, one does not do this unprepared. There are no improv motivators.
Ooh, that's motivating.
That would be.
Oh, wow.
You know, failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Ooh.
That was said by the great John Wooden in his Pyramid of Success. And your successful pyramid may not be as perfect. It may not be, if you look at it from
it's
the profile, an isosceles.
Why are you talking
about Steve
pyramids.
Ruined it. This isn't the question period. Yeah. Nobody raises their hand and said, hey, Zig Ziglar, what kind of ice cream were you getting when you eliminated one scoop of ice cream a day so you wouldn't be fat? That's something Zig Ziglar said once.
Old Zig Ziglar.
Who's most likely to try to learn magic?
Steve.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Steve is my pick too.
That stuff interests me so much.
I think so. Steve learned to juggle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And juggle.
Yeah, juggle.
I mean, you're already the closest because if you're a magician, you're also a juggler. You can't become a magician without being able to juggle. They go together in my mind.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. We were at the fair last night, like I talked about earlier. And there was a little kid's magic show, and it was like the...
Were you bamboozled by it?
It was like the pull a scarf out of his sleeve or something, and I was still like, I gotta know how he did that. I need to go up there and ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to learn magic.
Show code moment. These are allowed to intrude. It says, show code, teacher on my way back to school meetings. Guess I'm not quite ready to go back. And they sent a photo of their footwear, and it is two different shoes. One is pink, one is black.
So, oh, yeah, wow, those aren't even close.
No. I mean, I hope you're at least the art teacher.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, they could get away with it.
It's fine.
Yeah, art teachers are silly. Who's most likely to write a children's book?
Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly or Maitland?
We could write one together.
We
not
could.
Us. That's girls'
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
The, no.
The two
kidding.
People who don't have their own children will write the children's yeah. books.
Yeah, that's generally how it happens, I think.
Probably.
Kids are simple. My age is the closest to that of a child.
Well,
so.
I mean, it doesn't have to be super complicated.
No, the less complicated, the better. Yeah. It actually makes me angry at how simple some of those books. Sandra Boynton, screw you, lady.
I have one.
You billionaire.
What did you do?
All of those little hard books that you, with like the elephants and hippos and all of them.
That's like Melissa and Doug with their stupid wood products.
Gosh.
You didn't invent anything. You just marketed it smarter.
I have one story that I wrote like in high school, but if I actually took the time and like fleshed it out a little bit better and illustrated it, it could probably be a book.
Let's do it.
Chico and Heather. It's about a chicken whose best friend is his feather.
And his feather's name is Heather?
Yes.
Heather the feather?
Yeah.
That is really cool.
I feel like it's got some legs. I'm not going to lie. I think you need to do this. Can you illustrate? You can draw, right? Okay.
Enough.
That's right. You
Kelly can draw.
You get an illustrator. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All these books are written by one person, illustrated by another. Sandra Boynton did Belly Button Beach.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's a classic.
Barnyard Dance. I think I might have Belly Button Beach nearly memorized.
Really? I had all of them memorized.
I don't think
at that time. I had like 9 of those books memorized.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's one, like a hippo has a birthday party or something. One of them. Forget. I feel like there's one where they're holding party balloons on the front.
All right. Say a name game.
Well, the hippo one, that was Belly Button Beach.
All right. Get a book club.
Well, we're talking about Sandra Boynton here.
Yeah.
Oh, but not the hippopotamus, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Who's most
hippos
like-
go berserk. That was another.
Hippos are great.
Who is most likely to be hiding a love letter they got from a listener that they keep for self-confidence?
Hot wings.
Hot wings for
Hot
sure.
Wings.
Man.
You told us that you had those pictures of that one lady.
Yeah.
I did. I might still have those somewhere.
Oh, you got to find it because I want to see that hunk of cheese character smoking a cigarette in front of a natural disaster on TV.
I mean, yeah, I guess like it's not really in the spirit of why somebody might do it. Like it wouldn't be. I didn't keep those things because it was a great memory. I kept it because they're hilarious. That was so. If you're new to listening, or I haven't told the story in a long time, but this is like my first radio job way back in college. So this is like 1993. And this is, you know, before you could text or anything. So people would call up and you start to have a rapport with people. I was the overnight guy. So you're bored anyway. So if people want to talk to you, it's like, cool.
Yeah.
So I struck up this, you know, like kind of like this phone relationship with this girl who would call like every night. We talked for like 20 minutes and it was great. She was really nice. And then it was like, you know, I don't know how it happened, but she's, I'm going to send you something. What's your address? And I go, okay, great. Because I want to know what this person looks like. Because it goes two ways. Everybody who listens hears a guy on the radio or a woman on the radio and like, oh, I bet they're so hot. Like you get an image and then you see them and you go, oh, man, they're like 40 fat and bald.
The internet really ruined that.
Right. And so it's the same the other way. You're talking to this person and she sounds so attractive. Everything about her in my brain is like knockout. And so she sends a picture like, now, if you're going to send a picture to somebody that you like, you send your best one, right? Mm-hmm. Or you'd think you would, like, the best one you can find.
Best foot forward.
So I assume that's what she did when she sent one in the living room of her apartment wearing, like, a Disney sweatshirt, holding a cigarette. And looking like she hadn't showered in a week. And I was
in the background, local news reporter Eric Gila was reporting from the Decker, Michigan, where the brothers of, you know, Tim Nichols or whatever from the Oklahoma City bombing.
I was so bummed.
It was what it was. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty close. I mean, technically she was from St. Charles, but
No, she behind her, it was the coverage of the Murrah bombing.
Oh, yeah.
On the TV.
That's right.
Yeah, she wasn't from there. TV goes everywhere.
That's right. I forgot about the image. That's funny that you remembered and I forgot. I was pretty traumatized by the whole thing, really. Yeah. I might still have that photo.
She looked like
though.
She should be wrestling bears at a truck stop for money, like tips, that kind of thing.
Like the kind of thing where it like definitely cut her own hair in mullet form. It was not great.
So you called her back?
Yeah, we got married.
Whoa!
Nobody even knows about that marriage. It only lasted 3 days. It was an old. Fine.
This is very similar. Who has a collection of vintage love letters?
Like, written to them?
Yeah. Found at a flea market.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I kept all that stuff.
Like,
I kept
school?
All that stuff, man. They were all from, like, junior high and high school. Every time I got a note, I would just, you know, you take it home and read it. And, you know,
I'm going to save this in my forever
and
book.
I would keep them. And, it was pretexts and all that stuff. And
wallpaper your bathroom with it.
That would be pretty wild.
And honestly, you know what? I was really glad I did that because I had them. It was like in a little cassette tape holder that I just had. And so it got thrown in with all this stuff years later. And then so I found it like 15 or 20 years later. And then being able to open and like read those, it was great. Like, it was really, but it was funny and also kind of touching and just like a fun trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it was like no different than looking at a yearbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I was glad I had them.
Who on the show is most likely to win a dance competition that they entered while a little buzzed?
Maitland.
Oh, say Kelly.
Yeah, I thought Maitland too.
Get down.
I mean, I'm offended I wasn't nominated for that.
Yeah. It's
that confidence.
It's the low key confidence that would make her win because mm-hmm. she'd be like a sleeper getting up there and you're like, hey, who's this little sister librarian? And all of a sudden there's some sort of weird Jamaican dagger dancing going on. Everybody's like, that girl is wild.
Yeah. Can you Jamaican dagger dance?
I don't know what that is, but I can find out and try.
It looks like you're making sex if you do that.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do
the classic African mating ritual or African. What was it? Aardvark mating ritual or something from Can't Buy Me Love. Do you remember that movie?
I don't. Well, 80s. I remember the movie, but I don't remember the aardvark dating ritual.
Boris and I were at a wedding one time where one of our friend's moms walked up to us after and she was like, how'd you learn to dance like that? Do you just watch YouTube videos or something? And I was like, nah, Kath, I just let it go.
I let it flow.
Who's most likely to forget someone's name after they were introduced to them within the first 10 seconds?
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Maybe just all of us.
Yeah.
Free Beer's done
it. Pretty good about it.
Free Beer's
you're pretty good.
You've gotten, you're so good at that.
And you're good at, you're good at just remembering names and dates and stuff.
The detail, like the little details that a lot of people don't remember. Like, yeah, we talked to John. He was at the remote that we did here 7 years ago. I remember it was on a Tuesday.
What? I'm like, man, I might remember that if I saw a picture.
Yet I'm the same guy who lost my show plan this morning when I wrinkled it up, apparently, and threw it away for no reason.
Look, we all have our strong
It
points.
Was upside down, and I went, paper, wrinkle, throw. I can't find it. Do you want to do more of this in the next segment? Because I've
course.
Got 180 more.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to try to get through all of them. Sure. There's one on here. This one's so easy. Everybody say the name at the same time. Who's most likely to dye their hair a crazy color?
Kelly.
Me, for sure.
I thought I was going to.
For sure.